The Boulder County Planning Commission will weigh in on extending permits for CEMEX, a cement manufacturing company and one of the worst polluters in Colorado. Boulder County staff and the Department of Parks and Open Space signed off on CEMEX's application earlier this month. Meanwhile, the Boulder County Planning Commission delayed their vote in order to gather more information. KGNU's Rosanna Longo-Better spoke with Sarah Lorang with Good Neighbors of Lyons, who says, after 2 weeks of collecting more information, they are still requesting to deny the plant's request to extend operations for another 15 years because the plant is old, polluting, and there is no shortage of cement in Colorado.
A lot of people are so worried, you know, we need cement, which we do. But Colorado, as a state, is a net exporter of cement. We export about 10% of our state's production. And CEMEX is actually a pretty small plant, and they only actually make about 10% of our state's production. So it's kind of a wash. But it's such an old plant. You know, it's a 50-year-old plant. Even a plant that's 20 years old would be 50% more efficient and produce 50% less emissions than a plant like CEMEX. And Colorado is actually home to this amazing groundbreaking technology and cement production down in Florence, Colorado. There's a new cement factory there, which has basically a zero carbon footprint.
Where does the question of the permit renewal currently stand?
Where it stands right now is they are trying to extend the permit at the Dow Flats mine location, which is separate from the Lyons Quarry, with the Planning Commission right now. So the planning staff has recommended that we accept the application. Boulder County Parks and Open Space co-signed that application. And we're awaiting a final hearing with the Planning Commission, which is made up of 9 volunteer citizens. They are going to take the planning staff's recommendations and supporting information into account, along with comments from the public. And then they will make a vote. And then that vote is a vote to accept or a vote to reject the application. However, that is still just a recommendation from the Planning Commission. And then it ultimately is going to move on to our 3 elected Boulder County commissioners who will vote on whether or not to actually approve or reject this application.
What has changed in the request since the last hearing?
It was a long hearing. It was about 9 hours in total, and there was about 3 hours of public testimony and a lot of legal questions, questions around the logic that staff used and a lot of the kind of legality of that logic, and can it really be upheld? The Planning Commission can only vote as to how this application pertains to the Boulder County Land Use Code and the Boulder County Comprehensive Plan. And so there were a lot of questions on does it comply or not? And there were a lot of legal questions. So they paused the hearing to collect a little more information. And so the September 1st hearing is just a follow-up on that. So the staff issued a new memo with additional detail. I can't say their reasoning changed at all. They just offered a little more color as to what their logic was. So our arguments are very similar to what they were on August 17th.
And what are those arguments?
The biggest thing is kind of the linkage between the Dow Flats mine, which is north of Highway 66, and then the Lyons Quarry, which is south of 66. The quarry is a plant, the plant that processed the cement. The plant is the number one polluter. They emit about 357,000 tons of carbon a year. They make up about 7% of all greenhouse gas emissions in the county. So when they talk about the environmental impact of extending this 15-year permit at Dow Flats, the county is insisting that we do not discuss the plant because they are separate. However, state-level permits link the two. They see them as kind of a single operation, and they are very intertwined at the state level because the current state-level permits, specifically permit M1977208, says that if mining, the adjacent mining stops, then the plant, which is also known as Lyons Quarry, must stop operations and be torn down and reclaimed. Like, that is the end of its life. So that would remove the pollution. So a lot of the debate is a legal one of how separate or not separate they are, because the county wants to say the immense environmental impact of the plant is not something we can discuss. And we say we should, because they are linked. However, the state also uses this perceived theoretical future benefits related to things other than Dow Flats as justification for approving this permit. The county was offered about $17 million in free land as a benefit for extending mining 15 years, and most of that land is on the plant property. CEMEX offered to, quote, cease cement plant operation at the end of 15 years. And so they're citing that as an environmental benefit. So they're wanting to claim the benefit, but not any of the negative impacts. And that kind of violates a legal doctrine called cherry picking. You can include it for some things, but not all things. And so one of our big arguments is you have to pick one or the other. And then another huge legal argument is that it's all been talked about as this is an extension of mining, that this is kind of extending what's already been happening for 25 years. And it's not. This is a new special use because there was a defined expiration date, but there are a lot of supporting facts that it's more than just an expiration date. There were promises. There were covenants signed. There were a million things. So it's a new special use. And so when you're comparing that impact of the mine, you have to compare it to what the status quo is. And status quo is that land is going to begin reclamation. So reclamation is just bringing the land back to what it was before they mined it. And so at Dow Flats, that's digging huge pits. They mine predominantly limestone and shale there. So they just are digging. And they've been doing some reclamation as they go, but it's still an extensive reclamation process to remove anything toxic and to bring it back to so the land looks and has the vistas that it originally had pre-mining. And that process there would take probably about 3 years. Reclamation at the plant would probably be a lot more extensive because there is a lot of toxic material. One of the core mining activities still happening at Lion's Quarry, which is the plant, is processing the cement kiln dust that comes from Dow Flats. And that's a highly toxic material that is buried at the Lion's Quarry. And so obviously when you're handling really toxic things and nearly 50 years of that kind of activity happening on that plant, reclamation is expensive and lengthy.
What are the next steps on this issue for your organization and the community behind it?
We're wanting to make sure that the community is still loud and shares its thoughts with the Planning Commission prior to this September 1st meeting. Given that we're not sure if the public will have the opportunity to speak at the meeting on September, we are encouraging everybody to write into the Planning Commission feedback on the staff memo and kind of their thoughts on the application. And then once that concludes, this will go to our three elected Boulder County Commissioners who will have the ultimate say. And so we want the public to come out loud and share their thoughts once that date is announced, because we want the commissioners to know how the public feels. And right now, it's been pretty unanimous opposition against this application.
I have been speaking with Sara Lorang with Good Neighbors of Lions about the CIMIC's application for an additional 15 years of mining at the Dove Flats that will be decided by the Boulder County Commissioners. For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longo-Better.